This is KVNF's regional newscast for Wednesday, September 1st. I'm Gavin Dahl. Employees at Colorado hospitals and other healthcare facilities will be required to get vaccinated against COVID-19 under an emergency rule adopted Monday night by the state's Board of Health. The rule requires healthcare workers at thousands of facilities to get their first dose of the COVID vaccines no later than September 30th. The Colorado Sun reports this is the latest effort by the state to contain the current surge in COVID cases caused by the more contagious Delta variant. About 3,800 facilities will be affected by this policy. The state estimates approximately 30% of the healthcare workforce remain unvaccinated in the facilities and agencies subject to the new rule. New COVID cases are now rising faster in Colorado children than in adults. Since the start of August, the state has identified outbreaks in 14 schools, 8 child care centers, 1 summer camp, and a vacation Bible school class. The Denver Post reports hospitalizations among children have increased slightly, though they still only account for about 2% of the total. As of Monday, 10 children younger than 12 and 7 older children were hospitalized in the state. More than 700 adults are hospitalized, mostly unvaccinated. Montrose is considered a high transmission rate community on the CDC's COVID-19 data tracker, with 56 new confirmed positive COVID cases between August 23rd and August 29th and a 4.5% positivity rate. The Montrose Press reports state data showing at least 95.3% of hospitalized cases in Colorado were unvaccinated people. The data also details breakthrough cases for each vaccine type. 15% of breakthrough cases occurred in those vaccinated by Johnson & Johnson. 28% of breakthrough cases have been for those fully vaccinated by Moderna, and 53% of breakthrough cases are for those fully vaccinated by Pfizer. CDPHE spokesperson Brian Spencer told the newspaper that when reviewing data by vaccine type, it's important to keep in mind that while specific vaccines may explain some differences, timing of vaccinations and individual characteristics like occupation, age, and presence of comorbidities may also play a role. Current data suggests vaccination clearly reduces the spread of infection. As of Monday, Delta County remains in the CDC's substantial category for COVID-19 community transmission. The county's one-week positivity rate is 2.9%, with a one-week positive count at 17 people. The county is reporting 33 active cases within the past 10 days and 8 new cases reported in just the past 24 hours. The Delta County Independent reports anyone with symptoms can contact the Delta County Health Department. The health department offers COVID testing every Tuesday. Delta Health Internal Medicine and Family Medicine tests on Wednesdays, and the West Elk Clinic tests on Fridays by appointment. The state is continuing to test Fridays at the TrueView Drive-In in Delta. Delta County Health is now taking appointments for a third vaccine dose for immunocompromised individuals. And Republican activists in Colorado might have a viable legal case in challenging a state law requiring a supermajority of 75% of the party's governing body to opt out of open primaries, according to an attorney for the American Civil Liberties Union of Colorado. Mark Silverstein told the Colorado Times Reporter website that conservative opt-out advocates are aiming instead to convince Republicans to ditch open primaries. They need 75% of the GOP Central Committee, or 389 out of 518 members, to vote their way September 18th to ensure a Republican-only process is in place for the 2022 election cycle. Critics worry that would favor far-right primary candidates at the expense of unaffiliated and moderate voters having a say in who ends up on the ballot. Health officials marked International Drug Overdose Day at the state capitol Tuesday morning by pledging to spend hundreds of millions of dollars to tackle the issue in the coming years. KVNF's Capitol Coverage reporter Scott Franz has more.
Almost 1,500 residents died from overdoses last year. Keith Hayes urged the state to invest in recovery programs at schools. Hayes started working as an overdose recovery manager at a Denver high school after overcoming his own drug addiction.
We are in the worst drug epidemic that our country has ever seen. And it's going to take all of us. It's going to take all of us to help and not leave anybody behind.
Lieutenant Governor Diane Primavera says the state's behavioral health system is broken and needs, quote, bold reform. Meanwhile, the state is receiving $55 million for substance abuse treatment efforts from the federal coronavirus recovery program. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
The Hotchkiss Marshal's office just got 3 new employees from their neighbor, Paonia. Kate Redmond has the story.
The Paonia Chief of Police, Neil Ferguson, has tendered his resignation. In addition to his resignation, Officer Brian Berger and Clerk Joanne Katzer will also be leaving the department. All three will be joining newly hired Marshal Scott Green at the Hotchkiss Police Department. The resignations were announced by Chief Ferguson at the Board of Trustees meeting last week.
As of Friday, I have tendered my resignation as Chief. My last day will be September 17th. Along with myself, Officer Brian Berger has tendered his resignation, and Joanne Katzer, our clerk, has also tendered her resignation. Thank you for everything that you guys have done. I really appreciate it. It's a hard decision to make, but I believe in the end it's going to be the right one to make.
This reduces the police force in Paonia to two officers. Both Hotchkiss and the County Sheriff's Office have agreed to help with coverage. A proposal by Trustee Michelle Pattison to contract a municipal recruiter or consultant to help fill those positions was rejected due to budget restraints after a discussion. Here is Trustee Pattison.
I think it's a great idea to involve the community, and it sounds like staff has put quite a bit of thought into how to move forward. At the same time, what we have are three open positions in the police department. We've talked about the need for additional staffing in public works, and we've also talked about possibly outsourcing some of the parks activity in public works. This is a lot shifting within our organization, as well as the change in how the chief of police reports from the mayor to the administrator. So lots of changes happening. And to me, that seems like a really opportune time to have someone come in and take a look at our organization, see if we're structured the best way that we can be to serve our community and fill in any gaps that we might not be aware of.
Chief Ferguson has offered to sit on a hiring committee. The desire for representation from the Board of Trustees, the police department, and the community was affirmed. Again, here is Chief Ferguson.
We plan on putting it not just locally, but out everywhere across Colorado, so that way you hopefully get a pool that maybe is not from the area or has some familiarity, but with another jurisdiction. That was the intent, is to have community members along with council, along with the town administrator and myself, if you will approve, to sit on a panel and be a part of that as well. So it wouldn't be we would just take applications, look, say, oh, here's, you know, we're going with this one. It's going to be more of a community-involved basis as well as with the board. I believe that that's the way it should be. So that way the community has some input in it as well as the board has some input in it also.
The Delta County Independent reports one impetus for Chief Ferguson's departure is because four of his nine children now go to school in Hotchkiss due to the school consolidation. Several Paonia trustees expressed heartfelt thanks and appreciation for Chief Ferguson during the town council meeting, and Mayor Mary Backron said, quote, "We've just given Hotchkiss the best police department on the Western Slope." For KVNF, I'm Kate Redmond.
That does it for Wednesday's KVNF Regional Newscast. Special thanks to Kate Redmond. I'm Gavin Dahl.